I nearly forgot the name of it. The Daily Show. The Daily Talk Show.
Are you kidding me?
You know why? Because last night I was watching a comedy special by Trevor Noah, who hosts The Daily Show in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just did my head in there trying to work out.
It's The Daily Talk Show,
The Daily Talk Show, Josh and Tommy, episode 16.
Yeah. It's, what is it, Tuesday the 6th?
6th of Feb.
Of Feb.
It's my son's birthday in 1 week. 1 year old.
He's, and you've got his party.
Party this. Are you coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I'm coming.
I said it like you hadn't replied to me. But I told you ages ago, so I did.
You've asked me to fucking film.
Yeah. Shit. We'll just all film. I want to capture at the moment.
Okay.
Like I capture every other moment.
No, we're literally looking at going to Tasmania on the weekend.
And what?
And we said, no, we can't because we've got Bodie's birthday.
I appreciate that. Hopefully Bodie appreciates that.
What goes into organising a one-year-old's birthday?
For me? Not much. My wife, she's getting juice. She's like, oh, mate. It's like, it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been very apprehensive put in any towards
the juice. It's all so hard. You've named
one. No, but like the invitation, sending it out, it's a bit
much for
me.
So you did the physical invites?
We actually didn't. She created one and it was digital, so I had to text them out.
Okay, yeah.
But you still got to do that. It was like, have to have all these interactions. Anyway, it's happening. She's bought little things from online to hang in trees.
Okay. Is there going to be a fucking, what am I describing? What's the hand thing that I'm doing?
You either got a knife in your hand, you're coming after me, Tommy Hawk.
Similar, but it's like one of those like...
Oh, pinata.
Pinata. You can have a pinata?
No pinata.
Okay.
The kid can't even walk it yet. So.
Okay, well, he doesn't even know it's a fucking party, so why don't we not have it at all?
That's why I want to capture it on video.
Do you think... you have to have a one-year-old party, don't you? Like you.
Personally, I'm not a big fan of parties or birthdays.
No.
Like, but I think it's nice. It's for the parents. We're getting together. There'll be a few drinks, family,
some
my
nibbles,
cousins,
nibbles,
a few nibbles, a few fruit platters.
Yeah, great.
We're gonna have a barbecue. So BYO some meat if you want.
Okay, sure.
You'll be up for that.
Don't know if that was on the invite, but
I don't know. Nothing was on the other than the location.
Okay.
But then, yeah, anyway. So we were just having a discussion because you were saying you didn't want me to download too much because you don't have much downloads left on your internet.
Yes.
I don't want to get into that. We spoke about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a reason why you don't have any downloads. It's because you uploaded, like, how 30, many gig?
30, well, I downloaded, I uploaded 30,000 photos.
Okay.
Yeah.
30,000. This was all just from your phone or...
Yeah, it was a mix. No, so I'd gone through hard drives and my phone and put every photo that I could ever find that I've taken
onto
Google Photos, which is like a cloud-based
and
service.
you were pretty happy about this technology that
it's fucking great.
They have. You're like, they've got facial recognition. I can find people that I want.
Yeah.
You can just search it.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of impressed by all of that.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to this point the other day and I wanted to talk about it yesterday, but we got into some other topics. And it's super scary, dude. Have you heard of deep fake?
No.
Deep fakes.
Oh, is deep fakes, is this the like where it looks like you, it talks like you can...
It's 100% you.
Yeah.
And so let me just explain. Deep fakes, from what I know... This guy on Reddit or 4chan, one of those things, his username was Deepfakes or Deepfake. And he built this system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that looks like. It's all coding, I guess. If you can say for a celebrity, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston has probably been photographed or there's an image from every angle that shows her face in every different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they take thousands of photos and render them.
It's like a big
onto
sampling.
A face.
Yeah.
So what's happening and where this is the danger is, like there's already been like Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. There's already been a porno of her released with this rendering using the deep fake program.
Mm.
And it looks identical. I've only seen a screenshot, but... In this video, like just search deepfake on YouTube and there's people talking about it. Nicolas Cage, they've been taking him and putting him onto girls, you know, like scenes from movies where they're just like, I don't even know how it works. You might have an understanding.
Well, so it's just like when you have a huge amount of samples of something, you're able to interpret that. So if you have every single situation, if you have them, it's the same with, I mean, this is like a complex soundboard. Do you remember in like the early 2000s, you would like go on a soundboard site and you could pretend like you were Austin Powers?
I used to do prank calls with soundboards, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, exactly. And that was...
give me your gloves.
And that's really just sampling, right? It's just taking samples from all different places and then making it easy for you to click on. And so this is sample at scale. I guess the risk is that with everything that we share now, people can just scrape your Instagram.
Oh, 100%. And so 100,000 plus people have downloaded this program and started doing it. There's like Emma Watson's been in a adult film. She technically wasn't, but dude, it looks ridiculous. And so like where it goes from like, you know, high end, you know, pornographic looking films to like fuzzy footage that's CCTV where you could be framed by having your face rendered onto a bank robber.
Well, I think that was what Trump was trying to say with his whole grabbing by the pussy comment.
There was no footage of that. There
he was saying audio. He's like, I didn't say.
Yeah, he's lost his head.
Yeah.
It was his audio. Yeah. It was him. But no, but then also there's, have you heard about the audio one? So like we've done 16 podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh. There's probably every inflection that we do. We've said majority of the words that string sentences.
Don't know anything could be more incriminating than the squeegee story anyway. So
episode 14, very quality story coming from Josh. Yeah. But is there, my point is.
A fear around it.
Have you got any fear? Because I have been pretty disregarding of that fear over the times.
No.
My best mate, he's a skeptic, James. He loves a conspiracy theory.
Have I already told the story of him thinking that it was the government?
Yeah.
Makes me laugh every time.
He thinks the government's onto him. Yeah. But my point being, he's very skeptic, and I've always like been, dude, it doesn't really matter. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
But that has made me, so mixed with you uploading 30,000 images, which I'm probably in some of them, plus this new technology, it's like, what? Are you even scared?
Nah. No, I think I'm more scared of the whole Earth just imploding. You know what I mean?
Like, blowing up and you going.
Yeah.
You somehow starring in...
A porno. No, but even, you know, extend it beyond to whatever. It's like there's going to be way more people who are going to be targeted before us.
Oh, of course.
But also not only that, it's like, I wonder about things like whenever I read about North Korea or anything like that, I'm like, man, we could all just be dead real soon. And then all of a sudden you stop thinking about anything. Deadlines don't matter anymore. It's like, fuck it. We're gonna, like, who needs to organize what we, you know, the trip that we're going to do? It's like people do you plan out very far?
Yeah, in respect to what?
Just life. Like, are you, like, I know people who are like, oh yeah, we've decided we're going on a trip 2021.
Are you
kidding me?
We booked a trip to Bali a couple of days ago.
Ooh. And when are you going?
In May. Got a wedding.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But it's like that's as far as we're thinking
ahead. And Bodhi, is he going?
And he's coming.
Oh great.
Well, it's free flights. You get free flights for kids up until 2 years old. Pain in the ass though. They go sit in your lap. And so they're crying and it's
your lap
flight. My lap or Amy's lap or the bloke sitting next to us. It's funny, when we went to New Zealand...
You flying Jetstar or...?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Jetstar. Mate, $1,000 return, $250 each way.
Yeah.
It's crazy how cheap it is for a six-hour flight.
Uh-huh.
And then we're in Bali. But when we went to New Zealand, it's amazing. People on the plane, I took Bodhi up and I was walking through the aisle and it was just a small plane, you know, two sides... Two window, you know, either side.
Yeah.
No middle row. And there was a tour group from China.
Oh, they were loved there. Him.
And Bodhi's a fat little white boy.
Yeah.
And blue eyes. When we were on the plane, he was exceptionally fat at this time.
Yeah.
So he looks like this little white Buddha. And he was in this cute little outfit. This that made him look like a real baby.
Yeah.
That blue little Tigger outfit. We made a video of you looking after him and he was wearing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one guy was like, oh, can I hold? you didn't say that.
Yeah.
He couldn't speak English. And so he grabs and it just erupted. There was it was like 20 of them all just like, hey, taking photos.
Isn't
and
it
just,
nice to have that connection though?
I walked off. Because
in that moment, you could be a cunt and just be like, no, you can't hold him. But I love the idea that you're just like, yeah, sure.
He's a rock star. Yeah. And he loves attention. And then we got off the plane picking up our bags and there they were again. Same thing. They were all getting selfies with him.
No,
what are you doing? You need what a little are you doing sign. With you those need a little photos? Cash.
Exactly. Yeah, I wonder what's that? What's the equivalent? I always feel weird when I'm in like Southeast Asia or something. I get real snap happy just taking photos of people. Maybe that's the equivalent.
And what have you done with them? You've incriminated them. They're now on the internet, on Google.
Oh, do you know what? This makes me slightly nervous. I took all of these photos that I took on, took photos, put them on Flickr, put them as Creative Commons licensing, which means that people can use them and they just have to credit me.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so many photos I've taken. I don't know if I was clear enough with everyone that like it was Creative Commons. So if you type in my name and go into Google Images, there's heaps of photos that aren't of me, but photos that I took.
Really?
And it's articles like knowing to shut up. And it's like, it will have like a photo that I took of someone with like a bit of tape on their mouth and shit.
How to suppress minorities. It's got that vibe. Josh with tape on his mouth.
Yeah, it has that vibe. So it's a little bit, the Creative Commons thing's a bit interesting.
Have you ever, is there gone any further than that?
Oh, I've had people reach out to me and say, hey, I saw you in this article, Josh, like old photos.
Yeah.
But outside of that.
So there's this movement online, and I know you're aware of it, around the drone laws.
Yeah.
So I bought my drone, how long ago? I bought it pretty soon, like as soon as the Mavic.
Early drone, dude.
Early drone, yeah. I'd say. And I went pretty hard flying it from the start. And it was around the time where they were still establishing half of the laws for drones. And
I think they weren't necessarily establishing the laws. They just hadn't been good at clearly communicating them.
Yeah,
right.
It was super unclear. Yeah. The website of the governing body was horrible. Uh-huh. Now there's an actual app that you can see where you're actually allowed to fly and all this stuff. But anyway, there's these groups. DJI is like the leader in the creators of drones. Uh-huh. And there's a heap of DJI Mavic, which is the type of drone, forums on Facebook. Yeah. Uh-huh. But then what someone's then gone and done is creates, they've called it DJI Mavic, in brackets, no sheriffs. So there's this movement of sheriffs. They're basically keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
That if you are flying in a place where you're not meant to, you'll get hounded. If you've posted on the DJI Mavic page, you'll get hounded by these sheriffs who are just like, oh, I'm reporting you. I'm going to...
What do you reckon their deal is? Do they come from like real care and safety? Are they pilots?
I don't think so. There are they are certified, which means they're kind of like, you guys ruin it for the people who have spent $5,000 on getting a license.
Yeah.
So... So there's the DJI Mavic, the DJI Mavic Sheriff's page.
And you had a guy reach out to you recently.
Yeah, he reached out to me informing me that he'd been fined for flying a drone in this spot.
And then you found an older message from it, like this persistent guy.
So there's like, I think it's like people, it's becoming a massive time waster that people are like, oh, I'm going to contact this guy about his drone footage and tell him that, you know, it's like
just... life.
I know, it's like get a life, seriously. But so on the DJI Sheriff's page...
No Sheriff's or the one that we're...
Oh, sorry, No Sheriff's Allowed page. Yeah. So it's like loose, people flying fucking drones everywhere. It's awesome. They told... that one guy posted about this page. And I'm just finding it. I know this is don't like.
No. This is what you don't like.
No, but this adds to it. So it turns out there's another... forum called Australian UAV Certified Operators.
Sheriffs allowed.
So it's basically only sheriffs.
Okay, yeah.
So it's people, only sheriffs. It's only sheriffs. It's people who
such boring footage.
Have got their fucking license and they're coming after people. And the reason it was on this No Sheriffs Allowed page is because they were outing them. It's like, we found another sheriff. Here he is. Here's the page that he follows. Anyway, so I clicked onto this Australian UAV certified operator. It's 456 members. And I pressed join.
Yeah.
And it prompted me with this.
Asking you to certify.
So you're
going to
fill out three questions.
Yeah.
This is what I want to show you. So please answer the questions from the admins. It helps them review membership requests and only they can see your answers. The first question, do you hold a REPL or equivalent license for an over 2 kilogram drone? I said, yes, I don't.
Okay, yeah, sure.
The second, are you located in Australia? Yes, that was true. This is the third one. Is it wrong to get a sausage from Bunnings with a drone? So in Australia, there was a guy who got a heap of publicity for flying his drone from his hot tub to Bunnings, where they have these sausage sizzles.
Yeah.
And you pay $2 for a sausage in some white bread. And he got it attached to his drone and flew it back to his hot tub and ate it. It was all a bit of a stitch up. It didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
Cut together. But the guy got, basically a case against him from...
Yeah, it wasn't crazy. Like, when you think about how much people kick up a fuss, it would have been like a small fine.
Well, the headline read, man potentially fined $9,000 for flying his drone illegally. Uh-huh. He got fined $900.
Yeah.
I would pay $900 tomorrow... to get that publicity a great idea like he had.
Yeah. You do love publicity, though.
Nothing wrong with that. And so I answered, is it wrong? Yes. And I got in.
Wonder what would happen if you said no.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't want to do it because I don't want all of the sheriffs onto me. We've got another Noah. Fuck.
But seriously, what... I get it. Like, there is going to be an incident where, like, there's already a drone was being flown in near Heathrow Airport and smashed into the nose of an aeroplane.
Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, there is a level of logic, right?
Yeah.
That's like...
I understand the, like, we do need the laws and I, like, stick by them. Where I don't, I'm probably looser is as long as I'm following CASA, which is like the...
Civil Aviation Services Australia.
Yeah. As long as I'm following their stuff, so from a safety point of view,
yeah.
The national parks ones and shit, I'm less fucking worried about.
So CASA are the company that will fine you for smoking in an aeroplane toilet.
Oh, interesting.
And they're the ones that will fine you if you're flying your drone over...
The big sheriffs.
...a festival.
Who the fuck can't go without a ciggy... Who need like the fact that they
who
have
got
to say that
a celebrity,
every
Sam Newman? No, someone. Okay,
that's a classic. Who was it? There was also the Sam Newman-esque celebrity that got caught trying to bring a knife onto the plane. Do you remember that? I feel like it was like Rex Hunt or something.
I don't know. He probably had a reason. It's a fishing knife, mate. Exactly. I'm actually going fishing.
No, there was someone who was trying to prove a point, so they tried to smuggle a knife from the lounge. This was like early 2000s, just after September 11th.
The best idea, mate.
Yeah, what wasn't ideal. Have you ever done anything where you've potentially got in trouble at like an official thing, like an airport? Ever said it? You would. I feel like you could be a bit loose and scammy.
No, I'm reserved there. Like, you know how extreme it is. Like, walking through customs, you can't film, and I don't film.
Yeah.
I have filmed just before getting into customs. That's probably the cheekiest thing I've done.
I feel like you're actually pretty good with all of that stuff.
Well, I like to apply logic to this shit. And it's the same with the drone stuff. It's like, don't be an idiot. If the drone falls right now, is it going to kill somebody? Because it's... 100 meters in the air and it's going to land on someone's head.
You never let me play with your drone. I remember that.
Sorry. How about you tell people about the first time you didn't even own a drone. You borrowed, hey mate, can I borrow this guy's drone? What did you do with the drone that you borrowed?
Oh, well, just like day two, I flew it up really quickly and didn't look above me and hit some power lines and it smashed down and I had to buy it.
Yeah. How much was the drone?
Oh, it was like $3,000. So yeah. I had to get a replacement.
I don't lend my drone out for the simple reason of I don't want to be in an awkward situation with a friend.
No.
Because I've nearly crashed it. I haven't crashed it yet, but I've nearly crashed it. And I know how easy it is to crash.
Yeah.
Like, even though they've got, like, avoidance technology on them, it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, well, mine had all of it. Mine had every avoid. It just didn't have it above the one, like...
That's where the propellers are. It goes up.
Yeah.
So, the CASA, what else is interesting about them is the opening an investigation. So, for them, say if I see you flying your drone.
Yeah.
And then I see that footage and I'm like, that's illegal. And I want to open an investigation against you. I've looked into this because I wanted to see if anyone could open investigations into anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
They cannot open an investigation unless they have sufficient evidence of you flying it.
Yeah.
Because footage is one thing, but then seeing you with the controller.
Yeah, you could just say I was doing it with a really long stick.
They wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And so you need a photo of you or a video of you actually taking it off in these areas that are illegal.
I wonder if that would be legal. Like, you know how we've got limits around flying and how high it can be. Yeah. What about like a 200 meter stick?
Nah. So I think there's blanket rules when it comes to this stuff. Remember that idea I had for a video where I was going to fill a bunch of condoms?
Mm-hmm.
It was an idea for a condom brand. Fill a bunch of condoms with helium and put like a GoPro at the bottom of it and it be on a real string. So it's like a drone, condom drone.
And why did you look into it? Could you not do it?
No.
Because it's flying.
I did look into that specific space and I think it is, anything in the air, especially if you can't control it.
Yeah.
Like helium-filled condoms. There's not much control over that.
It's true.
So, I think there's blanket rules that it's like you just can't.
I was just going to change subjects into you put up the Briggs video.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wanting to talk about YouTube in general. You're on a hundred videos this year challenge. How many have you done?
10, made 11. Oh, we've got a couple more to make this week.
How are you feeling about it all?
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I think the like how big a video is what sort of the barrier is where you start thinking they need to be of a certain size,
yeah,
or like a certain quality, and quality meaning just not footage wise, but like quality of the story or something.
Yeah.
Whereas like some of the videos I've made that have been small and quick and off the cuff have worked really well.
But that's almost like luck, right? Like there's an element of if it's really easy, sometimes it's like, okay, well, that was just like we can get excited about it and realize actually that was just while we didn't plan that one, we got lucky with that one. Where it's like, it doesn't mean that I find that sometimes that will happen where I'm like, fuck, that was easy. I didn't have to do much work. I just started talking and it was because everything worked out where it's like the topic was the right topic, all of those types of things.
But the ethos of 100 is that the more you do, the luckier you'll probably get.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's luck in general, right? It's like preparation, meeting, opportunity. Are you finding that you're seeing video making, filmmaking, all of that stuff in a different light now that you're doing this?
It's more around the personal brand stuff.
Yeah.
So attaching somebody to a video, it makes it easier, but it's more, people connect more with it. It's more, it's interesting to see, like I went to this party on the weekend, an engagement, there was heaps of people there. A few people mentioned the videos, but I was like, all the views are probably just the people within my circle, people I grew up with that are still watching. Like, so many people know my wife, Amy.
Uh-huh. Because of the videos.
Never met her.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
And so there is
that happens with Brie because she goes into my old work because she's working with the founder. And, they're like, oh, Brie, I feel like I know you, blah, blah, blah. I see you on Instagram.
So the internet's just breaking down. And so Amy was confused on the weekend. Was like, I don't know if I've actually met her. And I'm like, nah, I'm pretty sure you have. Then I asked the girl, oh, have you met Amy? She said, yeah. But then I can't remember where. And it might have just been online.
Yeah.
I was about to name drop Kogan.
Yeah.
We bumped into Kogan, the guy who owns Kogan.com.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with him. And Amy had never met him.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen I hadn't seen Ruslan in years, and he's like to Amy. I was like, "Oh, Ruslan, this is my wife, Amy." And he's like, "Oh, he was really awkward." He's like, "I feel like I know you. I've seen lots of your videos." It's so funny. But it's like, dude, haven't seen for a long time my wife.
And perspective, like it's funny how. Like, I think about it. Like, I feel like I know a bunch of people in Melbourne. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, yeah.
But then, and I think that we can trick ourselves into thinking that we know heaps of people. But then, if you go out onto the street, like, what, 100 out, like, most people we walk past, we won't know.
100%, yeah.
And that's like, we live in this world where we trick ourselves, our minds, into thinking like, oh, man, it's a small world. We know all these people and... like, we know fuck all and, like, no one's watching our shit.
Melbourne versus Sydney. There's, like, I think there's a lot more... I think it's easier to know more people in Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, because it's not as scattered. Like, yeah. Sydney has its pockets. Well, and you can be known
North Shore,
in the... Yeah.
You're probably not going to know a great deal of people over on the east, around Bondi.
Yeah.
And so, Amy, like, is fascinated by me... and the people that I know and all the schools that I'm in touch with and, like, the groups we hung out with. She's like, it's kind of cool. I wish I had that. Yeah. But then we don't have Bondi Beach.
But then it's the other thing, too, is if I go to Berwick or Endeavour Hills, there's a good likelihood that I'll bump into someone that I went to school with or that I know. And I guess that's part of the effect that you're seeing is because you're in a city, like, because you were a bit more in a city... Mm. You're sort of still playing in... It's like you're living where you grew up.
Yeah. So if you grew up in the outer suburbs and you move in, you're not going to know many people.
No, exactly.
Because if I'm not moving to the outer suburbs,
yeah,
where I wouldn't know anyone.
Because I know that if I go to fucking Fountain Gate...
See a few homies?
Yeah, see a few people. Mate, the amount of people wearing snapbacks at Fountain Gate... I took mine off because I was a bit embarrassed.
What is this a thing? I didn't even know this.
Well, just because everyone was wearing... like. Everyone looked the same, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was fitting in, and I didn't feel comfortable about that.
If you got a complex about coming from the burbs?
No, I don't know, but I just felt like I was like, oh, if I'm looking at all these people with snapbacks, and I don't know, I was just, I got a bit self-conscious.
What is it?
This was like a year ago. I don't know. I think it was, how do you describe? I think it happens whenever you... Normally, it's when you travel. You know, when you travel and you start... Like, I was thinking about our Europe trip. Like, Brian might not... You and me going to Europe.
I wish I was going to Europe.
But I was thinking, I don't think I'll wear a hat.
You'll stick out like dog's balls.
Well, if you wear a hat.
Yeah,
exactly. Because I sort of, it's a little bit sort of American culture.
You could be German tourist though.
Guten Tag, wie geht's dir?
Good tall, glasses, blue-eyed German.
Yeah, got that vibe, don't I?
But, you totally do.
So, but I was thinking of just simplifying my wardrobe, but going a bit more Euro. I don't know what does it mean to be more Euro, do you think?
Oh, filler? Shirts, no.
Is that,
mate, it depends on where you're going. Yeah. Like, you won't Eastern compete
Europe
with
Adidas.
Italy, yeah. The people of Italy. Like, so they dress so well.
Like, so it's just like pants
suave,
and shirts.
Like,
and
loafers and like...
Loafers.
Chinos.
Are loafers cool?
Loafers are cool. But loafers, I don't think
are they boat shoes?
Yeah, boat
shoes. Are you fucking kidding me? Boat shoes aren't cool.
Boat shoes are cool.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, it depends on where you are. If you're in the at Fountain Gate, loafers probably aren't cool. Snapbacks are obviously cool. But if you're in Paris, your bloody Gucci
cool.
slip-on, furry fucking rabbit fur around the foot,
yeah,
that's real cool. Paris, man, I wanted to just sit at a cafe with a long lens, just filming everyone walking past. The suavest motherfuckers, white pants, shirts, just linen fucking shirts. Girls just dress so well. It's crazy. And everyone's wearing like Gucci shoes.
So how do you do it? I've had a few rebrands in my life. Have you ever... Actually, that's a fun topic. Rebrands. Have you ever had a rebrand?
As in, you know, Amy, she rebrands me. So I'll say, I need a whole bunch of new clothes. And she buys me a whole bunch.
Sure.
Like, I feel like I've got less daggy as the years have gone on. Maybe it's because of Amy.
Yeah.
But I think I've, like, been willing to try fucking three-quarter pants.
You should try... You would look nice in shirts.
Yeah, I can't be fucked wearing shirts. They annoy me. I just like
But I think
wearing...
that could be made... Like, you could probably charge, like, double. I'm serious. Yeah, it's funny how that shit works.
Or I could be creative that just fucking still charges a lot and dresses like a creative. I like shirts over t-shirts. That's my thing. But it's too hot at the moment.
Yeah, sure. Shirts over t-shirts is very Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But no, the rebrand stuff's interesting because, you know, traveling, want to travel light. I was saying to Bree, tell me if you think this is outrageous. She thought it was. I said to her, we should get our backpacks early because we're going to get backpacks for our trip.
Yeah.
I was saying, like, for the last month, like, before we leave, she should use that as her main backpack to get to work.
Mm.
And she's like, I'm not fucking wearing my huge backpack to work every day.
It's a horrible idea for her to wear a big backpack to work. But you
get
got
the idea.
You've got to
Have
break
you done
in.
The backpacking thing?
Nah. Okay. I stayed in a hostel in Florence and Rome.
The thing is, we're not doing fucking hostel. We're going to do like hotels and shit.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to be having a fucking roller going through cobblestones in Italy.
That's every person.
Yeah.
So many people using that. Where
They're using what?
Oh, having roller bags.
Yeah,
like,
it's fucked.
It's achievable now. Like,
I mean, it's fine, but if you're going for fucking 4 months, you don't want to be doing that shit, right? But the thing that I'm not sure on is my equipment. So I'm going to bring my 1DX.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'm going to do with my FS7. Don't know if you want to buy it off me. But yeah, I'm trying to work out the best approach. Like, do I put a fucking 8 grand camera just in my fucking backpack? I guess I have to, because you're not going to put it. I guess I'll have like an internal bag that goes in the backpack.
You'd think,
we'll have to look into it,
mate. It's that's what annoys me about traveling. It's having to take shit.
Well, I think it's the thing is, I want to travel as light as possible because the biggest trips I've ever done have been for work, where I've been taking camera gear and I've had 25 kilograms of carry on.
Yeah, good luck.
And you're hiding your fucking tripod in the checked bag.
Up your ass.
Yeah, up your ass. Exactly. It's fucking. We're going to mention the squeegee every single app now.
F14.
It's been the Daily Talk Show, everyone. I'm Josh. That's Tommy. And you can find us on the YouTubes and stuff like that. And make sure to subscribe to us as well, whether that's on iTunes or Pocket Cast or Castbox, wherever you're listening.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.